With travel restrictions and advisories in effect across the country and the world, many people are missing loved ones this holiday season. For two UC Berkeley students from Africa, it's been an especially bittersweet time. Chloe Veltman from member station KQED has their stories.
When the UC Berkeley campus shuts down for winter break, Abdul Aziz Sandotan Koulibaly usually returns home to spend time with his family in the Ivory Coast city of Mans.
Follow the traditional way, just like getting some chicken and some meat and then, you know, cook and eat together.
But not this year. The 23-year-old doctoral student in engineering is stuck in Berkeley because of the pandemic.
It has been hell. I never really thought I would have to go through something like that. And especially alone.
Koulibaly has been at Berkeley for a while. He says he made many friends as an undergrad, but they've all graduated and moved on. He stayed behind.
So starting the grad program, like, I really felt isolated.
Koulibaly has a generous scholarship, but he's had to work side jobs. He sends the extra cash back home to his family in the Ivory Coast. At the same time, he's been dealing with the racism he's encountered on campus. Like the time he overheard a couple of students say they would never date a black guy.
I never experienced that before coming to the United States.
He says it's also been tough to fit in with the school's black student groups.
Even with the people that look like you, you don't really understand the struggle that they have been through being in this country.
Koulibaly says he's reached out to his campus counsellor and psychiatrist for help. He wishes he could get more emotional support from his family, but he says there's a lot of stigma surrounding mental health issues in his home country.
The way mental health is also taken back home, you know, just like you will be fine or it's gonna pass and stuff like this. So I had a lot of like breakdown.
Roughly one-sixth of UC Berkeley's student population comes from outside the US. Unlike Koulibaly, many of these international students haven't even set foot on campus this academic year because of the pandemic. And that's brought a whole different set of challenges.
Sleeping, first of all.
That's because of the 11-hour time difference between student Idris Muhtar Ibrahim's home in Nairobi, Kenya, and his journalism classes at Berkeley.
Well, the group A people have been working your stories.
Ibrahim's classes on Zoom typically begin at around 7 p.m. Nairobi time and run till 2 or 3 in the morning.
That's fantastic. Your stories are due today.
The 28-year-old scholarship student has also been hammered by tech outages.
In the middle of class, like, power goes off or there's no internet. It really frustrated me.
All this after doing a full shift at his day job, producing news stories for the German international broadcaster Deutsche Welle.
It's a year later, but this family is still in mourning.
Working a job and going to school, Ibrahim says the pace was unsustainable.
I would start the class like, you know, high momentum, high energy. By the time it's midnight, I'm like out. I'm done. I can't even concentrate.
As if things weren't already hard, Ibrahim came down with COVID-19 at the start of the fall semester.
And I thought I was dying, to be honest with you.
Ibrahim feels fine now and has quit his day job to focus full-time on his studies. He calls it a sacrifice, one of many he has to make this year. He hopes to make it to the Berkeley campus sometime in 2021. For Here and Now, I'm Chloe Veltman.